You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. The Department of Basic Education had to bring the National Senior Certificate or Matric exams forward after it was initially scheduled to start on the 1st of November. This is also the day when South Africans will go to the polls for the 2021 local government elections. The department has now changed the starting date for the final exams to October the 27th. And 28th, and we speak to the Department of Basic Education's Elijah Mashlangu. We welcome Elijah to the airwaves. Elijah, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. When the department realizes that they will have to shift the dates for the start of the exams?
On the same day that the Minister of Local Government made the announcement that the elections were going to take place on the 1st of November. We knew immediately then because the 1st of November was the date when the matric exams were due to start.
Yes. And will it really impact on the matriculants, the preparedness for the first paper, as they will now have 2 days less than they may have initially thought to prepare themselves to study for the exams?
Well, we don't think that they will have 2 days less, because the original schedule didn't give them a break once the exam started. And now there will be a 5 days or a 4 day break after the first two papers. And it's just paper one of English on day one. And the second one is business studies, paper one as well. So it's not even the full paper. So we believe that the disruptions are minimal and that they should be able to cope with them, because they know today, the 15th of September, what is coming at the end of October.
Yes. How ready is the department for the final exams, and when do you expect to release the results?
The department is ready to start with the exam itself, because the system has been there, and the second time around that we are writing under the COVID conditions, and the system has been tested once before. So what we are doing this week is to meet provinces one at a time to check their state of readiness so that we can compile a national report. And at some point, the minister in the next week will do a briefing to give a state of readiness report. But the results will be released on the 20th of January in 2022.
Yes. There's going to be difficult exams this for the matric, says they not only had interruptions because of lockdown regulations, but already on the back foot because of the loss of learning during last year. What has been done to assist matric to get on top of what they need to know this year?
Well, the Director General has been visiting provinces, has been visiting schools, and the reports that we are getting do indicate that our grade 12 learners have completed the curriculum for this year. So the grade 12, because they were not rotating, they were able to cover a lot of work, and they were able to finish. Remember, with all the school breaks, they did not go on recess. They continued right through the school holidays, and they've been using weekends as well. The Saturday classes in some places, they even go to school on Sundays. And that is part of the sacrifice to make sure that the curriculum of last year, grade 11, is completed, and then grade 12 as well for this year is also completed. And we are happy that schools have worked hard to make sure that all the work is covered. So we are fairly confident that all will go well.
Yes, that is good to hear. Thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon. Elijah, your time always appreciated on Radio Islam.
Yeah, much appreciated. Thank you.
Go well. Bye-bye. That was Elijah Mashlangu chatting to us about the matric exams.